It's the More Than Pink podcast with B98.5's Madison James and Susan G. Komen, Greater Atlanta's Katie Diamondstone.
Thanks for joining us. This is episode 2 of More Than Pink. Katie, how have you been?
I have been great. Thank you. I'm so excited to be here for episode number 2.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Well, here's what we do. We just chat about a lot of different things. And coming up in May, can you tell us about this More Than Pink walk? Now, it's a little different. Like, people are used to hearing about this Komen race. So what made Komen decide, you know what, we're going to change it up a little bit?
That's right. So the Komen Race for the Cure is a signature 5K event that every affiliate all around the country has. And it's been a really amazing thing for every affiliate and for all our supporters and community members. But it was time to shake things up a little bit after 35 years. So there are 4 affiliates around the country who are testing what we're calling the More Than Pink Walk. And the idea is, if pink used to stand for awareness, it now has to stand for action. And so we want to challenge our communities to be more than pink. And we've identified the 4 pillars of the work that we do to really help people understand what we do for a living, because people know that Komen is in the breast cancer business, but they don't exactly know what it is that we do.
I didn't realize the race being 35 years.
It was the first real charity race way back in the day. And now, you know, there are so many, but it's was a pioneer.
So everybody, now you see these 5Ks all around, they were biting off of Komen, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Okay, not the shade. That's not a bad way, but that's kind of cool to realize, like, wow, Komen created really the first 5K to raise money. So we've got the More Than Pink Walk, which I think is pretty cool, because sometimes when you're looking at 5Ks and you hear 5Ks, people want to be a part, but everybody doesn't run, even though it's always had a chance for people to walk, because I've seen walkers take place, and that's happened too across the country. They have teams, everybody's in like their outfits. So now, do you feel like it's less, can I use the word threatening, I guess? Because now people feel more included. Is that going to be even more helpful?
I think so. So I'll give you the example of one of my new friends. Her name is Tina, and she always thought the Race for the Cure meant that you had to run, and it was not something she was interested in. But she saw that we had changed it to a walk here in Atlanta, and she signed up, and now she's one of our top fundraisers and is totally into it. But she definitely was concerned about the 5K piece. But I would say in the past, probably 80 to 90% of the people that came to our event were walkers.
Yeah.
But now that we're publicizing it as a walk, people understand it's a much more family-friendly event than they may have otherwise thought.
If no one has ever been to a Komen event, now the 5Ks are the bomb diggity, and the walk is going to be the bomb diggity too. Talk about like what they will expect when they get there, because it is like a whole day thing.
Well, in Atlanta, we start at around 7:30, and then it's over at 10 o'clock. And one of the really cool things about the Race for the Cure or the More Than Pink Walk, whatever's happening in your community, is it's really community-centric. So what you see in Atlanta could be very different than what you might find in Baton Rouge or in New York or in Sacramento, which is great. So all of the events take on the local flavor. But the consistent theme throughout is a celebration of those who've been diagnosed with breast cancer, those who are survivors, those who are living with metastatic disease. We want to celebrate them, make sure that they know that we are here for them, and then also honor those that we've lost to the disease. And then at the end of the day, it's a fundraiser. We are raising funds so that we can put an end to breast cancer forever.
Don't you have, like, it's almost like not booths, but it has a carnival, but that's not the right word, but you know what I mean.
Sure.
You know what I mean.
Sure. There's a pretty active expo area, which is what we call it. And we, all of our corporate partners and community partners, come out and set up space and talk about the work that they're doing in the breast cancer space. They're always interesting activities that are mission-based, where you can get your picture made and your pink wig or, you know, whatever. But it truly has a celebratory feel. And one of the things that I'm the most excited about with the More Than Pink pilots is we're going to begin the morning with a 15-minute ceremony where we will have up on stage real people who have been through this fight, who are talking about stories that illustrate the work we do and why it's so important. So I think even though it's been a very meaningful event every year, it's really going to take on a little bit of a different spin this time. And I can't wait to be inspired by it.
So what are those 4 pillars?
So the pillars are research, care, community, and action. So the research is the research. Komen is the largest funder of breast cancer research, second only to the federal government, which is huge. I mean, we're coming up on $1 billion invested in research. Care is more what the affiliates do on the local level. So it's providing care for, and access to care, more importantly, for people who could not otherwise afford it. And that's where the bulk of the activity rests on the affiliate side. Community is all about volunteerism and how do we engage our community to help us in this fight. And then action is, all right, what is it that you're going to do about it? And the advocacy, making sure that we help spread the educational message. And then what I'm most excited about from the action standpoint is our work on healthcare disparities and making sure that we're taking action within our communities to make sure that African-American women aren't dying more often of breast cancer than their white counterparts. So this is mission work that we've been doing for 35 years. But for the first time, we've identified these pillars that help us more easily tell this story.
What's really, really cool, what you guys do, that people talk about how Komen really helped them and the support, not just, you know, yes, those going through breast cancer, but also, too, the community support from the family members and the spouses. People are really shocked to go, oh, my gosh, I didn't know you guys had services for us, too. And I know they'll find that out, too, at the More Than Pink Walk, because there's always that co-survivor that is there, that family that has been supporting that person who is diagnosed with breast cancer, going through breast cancer. It's like you said, and if you haven't done it already, you can find out in your area where the More Than Pink Walk is happening. And Katie, what's that website?
If you go to Komen.org,
okay,
and then scroll down to the little bottom of the page, it'll allow you to enter in where you live, and it'll connect you with your local affiliate so that you can see what's going on in your community, whether it's More Than Pink Walk or Race for the Cure or many other events. It's all right there.
We did something, an event with Sips and Celebs. We had a brunch honoring those going through cancer, those are survivors. And one of the questions that one of the spouses, yes, there was a guy that showed up at brunch with a lot of women. The guy said, do you guys have anything for us? And that's when you shared, like, no, Komen is really big on that area. And that falls under the four pillars that we're now letting people know this is what Komen does.
Yeah, and it's on the Komen.org website or on any of the local affiliate websites. You can find information for co-survivors, as you mentioned. So my wife or my partner is going through breast cancer. What is it that I can do for them? We also have information like checklists. You're going to a medical appointment and you're not sure what to ask. Well, we have a checklist right there for you that will talk about that. We have materials that tell you how to talk to your children about a diagnosis.
Oh, wow.
So it really is all-encompassing. But the thing that I get involved with the most, that I kind of like the best, is we get phone calls all the time from people who are either just diagnosed or love someone who was diagnosed,
uh-huh,
asking us for help. And so I take phone calls all the time, giving advice, identifying resources, making sure that people know that we are here for them outside of just what you can find on a website.
Which is really cool. I find it absolutely fascinating. If you're getting your team together, no matter where you are, and even, you know, like I said, we look and find your local affiliate. We happen to be here in Atlanta, but they're all over the country. How can someone also donate?
There are easy ways to donate to get involved. One, you can go to Komen.org. That's the website for Komen headquarters and for the general Komen network. Or you can go right to the webpage for the affiliate that's in the city where you live. And most of the dollars that you donate to your local affiliate will stay in your local community to help those in need, so your friends, your neighbors. But no matter where you go, know that the dollars are going to be used to save lives.
Do you have your outfit ready, Katie? You know, because everyone has really cool outfits for the More Than Pink Walk. What's the deal?
Well, I'm definitely going to be running around like crazy, but I do have a homemade, so keep that in mind when you think about what it might look like, but a homemade tutu that I made several years ago. I just celebrated my 5th anniversary with Komen, and I think I made it the first year, and I try to wear it at least for part of the day,
uh-huh,
at every one of these events just because it makes me happy. But it is a little threadbare at this point.
Well, like I said, it's all about having fun, More Than Pink Walk, and even after the More Than Pink Walk, it's happening actually in our area on May 5th, but you can go to Komen.org and find out where it's happening in your area. And if your area doesn't have a More Than Pink Walk yet, you can still participate in the Race for the Cure and still know that if you're not a runner, you can still participate. It's all for a good cause and just bringing awareness and a way to kind of, I feel like, fellowship too. It's like a sisterhood.
No, it's that way for sure. And I always love watching people meet new people while they're there or just commenting on their t-shirt or whatever. And it absolutely is the community coming out to create almost like this microcosm of a community on that day.
Everyone, yeah, exactly,
who's interested in this event. And it's just fun, it's inspiring, and it makes a difference.
For more information, you know, find an affiliate near you. Just go to Komen.org.
This has been the More Than Pink podcast, brought to you by Susan G. Komen Greater Atlanta and B98.5.